This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, your marriage is between you and your spouse. And try by all means not to let a third party get involved in your marriage. Oftentimes, I find messages, emails from people who say that we got our parents involved, or so and so has been interfering in our marriage and it has caused us problems to the extent where it is irreparable. We cannot go on further. We need to divorce. Now it has reached the point where we can't carry on. And this is a problem that is a common theme in many marriages. Now, I'm not saying that all in-laws are outlaws, as they say, but well-intended people getting together and wanting to form that marriage can have problems. It is already difficult when it is only just two of you in your marriage, but it becomes harder when your mother-in-law is involved in your marriage as well, and your father-in-law is involved in your marriage as well, and your uncle-in-law is involved in your marriage as well. So what we need to do is ensure that we keep our families in check. My father, my mother, I should keep them in check, not my wife. I shouldn't expect her to keep them in check because she cannot. It is not her position to do so. But I need to have a relationship with my parents such that I can tell them that, Mom, Dad, right here, right now, I think you need to take a step back. And many of us don't have the courage to do this. This is a big problem in our marriages, where our mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts are getting involved. A woman messages me recently. Me and my husband, we get along. We have no problem. And my sister-in-laws are telling my husband to divorce me. What place do the sisters have in the marriage? The sisters of the husband have no place in that marriage whatsoever. This is not even the mother and the father. So this is a problem. And oftentimes, as children, we feel it is impossible for us to approach our parents. But there is a respectful manner in which to discuss issues. If it does not work once, try again. If it does not work the second time, try a third time and a fourth until you can get them to understand. And one of the major underlying causes for this is that we want to live together even though we have the means. Now, I'm not saying if you get along, this is wrong. By all means, live together. If you understand boundaries and you can look after each other and live with each other in peace, harmony, then that is fine. If you can live with each other with the love that is meant to be, then alhamdulillah. But generally, by and large, in the first 2 years of marriage, the couple are getting to know each other. It is difficult. They have lived a single life all their lives. All they had to care about was themselves. And now they've got two to worry about. They've got each other to care about. So they are getting to know each other. It is not easy to get up every day and look at the same face over and over and over again. That person has their irritating parts as it is. They have the irritating qualities, and this is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَفْرَكْ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ إِنْ كَرِهَ مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا آخَرٌ. That a believer does not harm, a believing man does not harm a believing woman in marriage. If he dislikes a certain characteristic of hers, then he loves others. So he should focus on that which he loves. Meaning there are characteristics that you will dislike in your spouse. You won't like them. But if it is difficult for you, the two of you, to get along with each other, what of when you have in-laws to deal with as well? And not only in-laws, but interfering in-laws. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visits the house of Ali radiallahu anhu. And when he gets to the house of Ali, Ali was the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha. He gets to the house and he finds that Ali is not there at the time of Qaylula, at the time where people would usually take rest. So he says, Aina Ali, Aina ibn ammik? He didn't even say, Aina Ali. He says, where is the son of your uncle? Referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Why? Because even if he is not your spouse, before he is your spouse, he is your uncle. He is your relation. So you have that blood between you. And this draws our attention to something else. Before, when a couple get married and they marry into their relations, then not only is there the relationship of marriage, but there is the relationship of blood as well. And these relationships oftentimes are strong, and they bring families and bond them even further together. But when there is a problem, then we need to remember that Allah ultimately is our real bond. That blood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in our veins that we share is the real bond. So it doesn't matter what happens between this couple, we were family anyways, we will remain family. Ayna ibn ammik? Where is the son of your uncle? Meaning, even though you may have had a problem here, you already sensed that perhaps there is a problem. Because Ali is not at the home at a time when people are usually home. So she says, قَدْ خَرَجَ غَضَبَنِي وَخَرَجَ. He made me angry and he left the home. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells one of the people that was waiting outside that go and look for him. You see the hikmah, the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One, he says, go. He sends that stranger away. Why? Because that stranger has no place hearing what happened in the house of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So go and look for him. That is your job. Go far away from here. He sent him away in order to ensure that gossip doesn't spread in community. Because one person hears it, we're not saying bad about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's not get this wrong. We're not saying that he would have done that, but the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not infallible. They made mistakes as well. So in order to ensure that Shaytan did not get there and whisper, he sends him away. And he tells him, you go away. And the hadith actually mentions that Fatima radiallahu anha, when explaining to her own father, she never explained the details. She simply said, قَدْ وَقَعَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ شَيْءٍ. Something happened between me and him. فَغَضَبَنِي. So he made me angry. فَخَرَجَ. So he left the house. So she didn't even explain to her own father what had happened between them. Why? Because it was unnecessary for him to know. He didn't need to know what happened between them. All he needed to know, there was an issue, so he left the home. And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens with us? We go, we have a problem between husband and wife. Husband goes to his parents, wife goes to her parents, and they begin to fill their ears with all sorts of things about the spouse. So you are now creating hatred within your family for your spouse. You may forgive your spouse, they will not forgive your spouse. Why? Because you have harmed my son, you have harmed my daughter. So there is wisdom in keeping silent, remaining silent. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the very different stages in which a man can come together and mend his ties and his relationship with his wife, he says right at the end, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And if you fear that the two will now split and divorce, then send a referee from her family and a referee from his family. At that point when they're about to split, that's only when the third party comes and gets involved. Up until that point, it is between the husband and wife. They should try and resolve the issue, communicate, talk to each other, try and resolve the issue. If you cannot and it's reached the point of divorce, then you involve a referee from his family and a referee from her family. Now, having said that, you see, we are talking about in-laws, and someone may assume that he is negatively speaking about them. Yes, there are negatives that we need to address, but there are a lot of positives as well. So at this juncture, the two families can benefit that marriage. Why? Because they now know that the two are about to split. There was a lot of goodness, maybe 10 years, 20 years, they lived together. And now they've had a problem. We need to help them carry on their journey. So there are positives as well. When the children are there, the in-laws help in a very great way. So let's not forget that there are positives, but we are highlighting the negatives today because it has become a serious reason for divorce in many communities across the globe. So at the end of that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the masjid. He goes to the masjid. In fact, the man comes back and he says, look, I found Ali in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the masjid and he finds Ali radiallahu anhu lying down there, taking his nap there. And his top part of his garment had fallen off his body and his shoulder had gotten dirty, or his body had gotten slightly dusty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he begins to dust off the dust. He takes off the dust. Look at the kindness and the gentleness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his status, at his status. And regardless of it, he's dusting off the shoulder or the body of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then he says, Qum abad turab, qum abad turab. Get up, O dusty one, get up, O dusty one. Why? Telling him that you are dusty, in a nice way, drawing this attention to him, that you are dusty. Come, get up and go back to your home. Ali radiallahu anhu would love to be called Abu Turab after that. Abu Turab was the name, the nickname that he loved after that. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him that name. So he simply sends Ali radiallahu anhu back home. Sometimes issues don't require for us to get involved, ask the details, find out what happened. Even good people have problems. Sometimes the husband is good, the wife is good. Oftentimes, both of them are good. They simply cannot see eye to eye on certain issues. And they will find their way. We don't need to get involved in everything that happens. And this is part of the reason why living with in-laws can become a problem, because when you are living together, the mother sees everything that the wife does to the husband, the father sees everything that the husband does to the wife, etc. They see the marriage in front of them, so it becomes an issue. It becomes an issue. This is one of the reasons. So if you have the means, then try by all means to live separately. If you cannot live in harmony with each other, if you cannot live in harmony with each other, if you don't have the means, try and make your, you know, way in life and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you the sabr and patience to bear with that situation. In addition to this, try to have communication, not only with you and your spouse. Open those doors of communication, not only with the husband and wife, but the doors of communication should be open in a respectful manner between the in-laws and the couple as well. Why? Because they are living together, so they need to understand each other in a respectful manner. The minute someone raises their voice, say, we will not continue this conversation right now, we will continue later. But continue later. These are hard, difficult conversations to have. It's not easy. There's a lot of emotions. Emotions are running high, but they need to be had. You are living with each other. Why do you want to reach the point where the husband now says, I don't want you to live in the home, or I don't want to live with my parents, or the parents say, get out of the home? Why do you want to reach a point where they can't talk to each other anymore? In fact, you'd rather, and it is better for you to sit down together and discuss and communicate and have fortnightly arrangements where you sit and raise issues, or monthly arrangements where you sit and you raise issues that you may have in order to resolve your problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us families that are strong, families that love each other, families that can resolve our issues. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.